I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And I believe you said, is it Steve Sterling
Steve
today?
Steve Sterling today. Go to the odds if you would,
I got
Jake.
It, Bill.
Okay, I've got Akron at favored by 4.5 over Kent State. Is that what you have?
Get this right for you.
See
here.
What your number is.
This is tonight?
Tonight, yes.
Okay, Akron 5.5.
Five and a half. Yep. Still, no matter what, he's going with the Zips. Take the Zips, Steve Sterling says, to cover. Yes, over Kent State. That's going to be a dicey one, though, but they're on a roll right now. Akron's playing well like that. I've got Ohio at 1.5. What'd you have there?
I've got Western Michigan at 1.5, Bill.
Okay.
This is at Western Michigan,
okay,
by the way.
This is flipped and still going with the Fighting Frank Solich's on this one. Steve no wants to go with the Fighting Franks and take them. I had them as favorites. Now with the money is turned over to Western Michigan. So Shindaddy likes Akron to cover and he likes Ohio to win.
Yeah, I'm looking. This did open as Ohio 1.5. It is now Western Michigan 1.5. So
I wonder what sent the big money shifting to Akron. How about that? Money line pushing to Akron. Yeah. So Steve Sterling tonight, that'll be a big one for us.
If you want to watch those games, Kent State Akron is at 6:30 on ESPNU.
The U.
And Ohio Western Michigan is at 7 p.m. on ESPN2.
Nice. God, this is great.
Zip lock in for those games.
Yes. I'll watch them.
Maxion, come
You're
on.
Not watching
it's
Maxion.
Maxion.
No.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I got things going on.
Support the Mac.
I did hear something football-wise which was interesting this morning was the only two teams that control their destiny in the ACC to get to the playoffs are Duke and Georgia Tech, or to get the ACC championship game. Duke and Georgia Tech. Duke's 5-4. So there's a chance if they win out, they're going to go to the championship. There's a chance that they could win out and be champions and have four losses, which could just send an upheaval into the playoffs. And there could be an ACC team that goes in. They don't even get into the playoffs. They have no ACC teams that make it. That's a chance of that happening if Duke wins.
Because the champion doesn't automatically go.
No, they do not. It's the five highest rated conference champions. So that could be whatever conference it is.
That's an important distinction that people don't understand.
Yeah, it's very, very.
Hope the stool has that right.
We're trying to help them out.
Yeah. Did you guys, by chance, I know we're getting way off tune here. Did you happen to hear the audio? It would be worth listening to the audio of Pat Narduzzi.
I did not.
Don't have that cut up. What did he say?
It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. He was upset.
They asked him if this is a must win. They have Notre Dame coming there. Mm-hmm. It's not an ACC game, but it's a Notre Dame's coming there and game day's there. Is this a must win for Pitt? No. It doesn't bother me if you lose by 100 as long as you win the next two games after that because those are ACC games.
Jeez.
But he did
it's very
say that,
odd.
Yeah.
Very odd statement to say. I don't care if we lose by 100, he said.
He's very outspoken.
Doesn't
isn't
matter.
He?
You know, instead of being like, you know what, we just want to be 1-0 this week. This is a very important game to us. Must win's always a tag I don't believe
play
in.
The game.
Don't you know, they just play the game. We have two great teams playing. We've won 5 in a row. They've won 8 in a row or whatever it is. Just two great games. You go. It went with the old. This game really has no importance. Not really. Game day's
kinda
here.
Kind of combative.
Yeah. Kind of not a big deal. No big whoop.
He's
no
obstinate.
Big whoop.
He's obstinate.
That's the word. That's what he is.
He's very.
At least
obstinate.
Three times a year we get a Pat Narduzzi quota. He's just cranky and mad about something.
But someone asked that question and threw him off. It's such a simple. I couldn't imagine anyone. Even if I'm on that team, I'm kind of like if I'm playing, I'm like, it's kind of a big game. Game day's coming here. This would be really big for us to make the playoffs. Yeah. It'd be a huge win for us. Has Pitt ever had game day? I mean, I don't know if they've ever had.
Strange.
It might be the first time ever.
And I wouldn't
I don't know.
I mean, it's one of the biggest moments in Pitt football.
Maybe
in the last,
back in the Fitzgerald days, possibly, but Larry Fitzgerald. That was a long time ago.
I'm even
talking like 15-20 years ago.
I don't think that's happened. Has game day ever been there?
You think that's
and he's got him there, and he went with like, no big whoop. Yeah, doesn't really matter. If we lose by 100, win the next two, I'm fine with it.
Hold on,
I'd have a hard time if we lost 103 to nothing and won the next two and be like, no, the Notre Dame game didn't matter. So I don't know. It's very interesting.
Hosted college game.
Are you doing ChatGPT?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess yes. It's been like 20 years probably for them.
They probably have had to have sometime, right?
Well, we're going to find out.
How long has game day been?
The university has hosted it twice.
Just twice.
The University of Pittsburgh has hosted ESPN's college game day twice. 2009, October 10 of 2009, Pitt versus Notre Dame.
Okay.
That was not Fitzgerald. He was already gone at that point. I think Larry Fitz.
Pitt won 27-22. They also hosted November of 2016. Clarification. Pitt appeared on game day, but the show was hosted at Clemson, not in Pittsburgh.
What do you mean they appeared on
appeared
game day?
Appeared,
they always appear on game day.
So,
they did
one time.
So, 09.
09, they hosted it one time. So, it's kind of a big deal. Would you agree with that? It'd be a big deal.
Not Narduzzi. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Win the ACC games. It's all that matters. All right, Pat.
Obstinate.
464-5685, call or text as always. We've had a lot of texts come in throughout the show.
And the text line.
Now, we did play some audio from Matt Rhule earlier in his opening statement about Emmett Johnson and the Heisman. I think that all of us agree it's a far cry from that happening. I think, you got
what about getting invited?
We'd have to have a really good last 2 weeks for that to happen. But here's Matt Rhule. That's to get about. Is he being overlooked nationally? This is from yesterday's press conference, Matt Rhule.
Hopefully he will now, though, right? I mean, the flaw in college football today is so much of it is preseason this, preseason that. Like, look at the rankings of the teams that were the top teams. And really, the CFP has figured it out, right? Like, they do it now. They wait and see your body of work, and they do it now. And so, this team's going to be really good, but hey, wait, they're 3-6. And, this team, like, what's Minnesota's record right now? I don't know. 6-3. How could you ever lose? Well, they're a pretty good team. And so I just think, people kind of bias things like this team has two losses and this team has two losses. This team's still in the top 15. This team's out of the top 25 because a lot of it's just pre. So, Emmett's having a breakout season. Emmett will have a lot of decisions to make. Does he want to go play in the NFL? You know what I mean? If Emmett decided to come back, he obviously would be a preseason All-American Heisman Trophy. He'd be on all the watch lists, So, I'm not so sure he shouldn't go play in the NFL, right? I think he's going to be a great pro player. So, but I think that's probably it as much as anything, right? But, he's been dominant in big games. He's also been dominant in tough situations. And I think the one key stat, and I think Emmett would be the first to tell you, I mean, we have the best blocking wideouts. I mean, I have NFL guys sending me tapes of like, man, look at your guys blocking. We have the best blocking wideouts. I mean, they're literally out there like hunting. They're not blocking, they're hunting. So we have great blocking wideouts. We have an O-line that, I hope everyone appreciates how well that O-line run blocks. I mean, they block everything. Luke Lindenmeyer, the way Luke blocks, Heinrich, Caden Ekternock has become like a hammer for us. So I think there's a lot of pieces to it. But I think what's really, really crucial about Emmett is they're coming in conference games. He didn't go get like 300 yards against, so-and-so, so-and-so. And now all of a sudden that inflates the stats. Like Kenneth Williams. We are where we are in kickoff returns. Those are in conference games. He didn't have some of these teams. Like you look at them, they had a bunch of returns against the FCS school they played. Emmett's doing it versus real competition, and Minnesota was a tough game for us. I thought he was spectacular in that game. So it's not like he had one or two big breakout games. It's just consistent execution, and like I said, I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you it's all those guys all doing it to allow Emmett to have the success that he's having.
According to Fox Sports Heisman Trophy odds, Julian Sain leads the way. He's the Ohio State quarterback.
Over Mendoza, huh?
Mendoza's second, just slightly behind. Then it's Ty Simpson. A little bit. There's some distance
Marcel
there.
Reed in there?
Marcel Reed is fourth. Okay, notice something.
Where's Love at?
Diego Pavia's fifth.
Quarterbacks.
Is that five quarterbacks?
That's five, yeah.
The first non-quarterback is Jeremiah Smith. Which makes sense. Gunnar Stockton sixth, so that's the odds right now.
And where's Love at? Love's not even.
Jeremiah Love is not in there. He you would think he'd be right close to that list. As far as I think with Emmett, it's a lot of it is he didn't have a big year last year. Ran for 500 some yards last year. It's just all happened very quickly, and Nebraska hasn't been able to stay in the top 25. So they didn't get the big wins that would keep you, you know, top 25 wins that would keep you in the top 25 and keep you in the nation's consciousness. So I think it's pretty sudden with him. It's all happened pretty fast. And Nebraska's profile hasn't been high enough. And he's not a quarterback. It's very much a quarterback-driven decision.
Quarterback-driven.
Usually. Now, last year, remember, it was Travis Hunter. So it was a little different. But usually it's quarterback. Jaden Daniels, 2023. Caleb Williams, 2022. Bryce Young, 2021. Mm. Now Devonta Smith, 2020. The two running backs.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Instead of won it since 2009 are?
Mark Ingram in 2009.
Good job. And?
Derrick Henry.
22, yeah. God, Jake.
And who?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
How about that? Good job, Jake.
But Derrick Henry had like 2,000 yards rushing.
Right.
He had a ridiculous year.
He's a freak.
Emmett's having a great year, but he's not having 2,000 yards rushing.
No, and Derrick Henry is a super freak.
We'll give you an example. Go to ChatGPT.
Okay, hold on.
And go to...
this is my deal, Jake.
What year would this be like that? Go to Melvin Gordon's last year.
That was...
what he had rushing.
Melvin Gordon's stats in...
2014.
Do not do this, Jake.
He had 2,000 yards that year, didn't he?
I think it was 2,000. He didn't even get invited to the Hall.
He wasn't in the top five.
He wasn't in the top five.
He was so good. Yes, that's ridiculous.
In 2014, Melvin Gordon had one of the best rushing campaigns in college football history. He had 343 attempts for 2,587 yards.
And he wasn't invited to the Heisman Trophy?
Did not make the finalist.
7.5 yards per carry.
Who was it that year? 2014.
I saw Melvin Gordon live. I was coaching on that team.
You guys saw him go for that.
He went for 400 against
408 against Nebraska.
And Nebraska that year was playing to go
2014.
And Nebraska won 9 games. We were playing to whoever won that game was going to the Big Ten championship.
Nebraska was up 17-3 in that game. And then it all went south quickly.
Let's see who won it in 14. Oh, it was Mariota. That's all right. I mean, right.
But think about that. He didn't get invited.
The top five guys.
He didn't get invited.
It's hard to get invited. Yeah. I don't like to pour cold water on this discussion, but it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to get invited.
You say 2,500 yards rushing for him?
Yeah, 2,578. 2,578.
Hey, shame on you, Heisman, for not inviting that guy in 2014. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd love to see what it was.
That is shameful.
So I remember after the Nebraska game, I go, I go, he might have just won the Heisman.
He
didn't get invited.
What the hell?
Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us the five people and see if they actually were worthwhile.
Ceremony in 2014.
I did not know that, Bill. That stunned me.
It's just three players were invited. They were... Oh, no, he was invited. Marcus Mariota, Melvin Gordon, and Amari Cooper.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there. He's a runner-up.
Okay.
That's okay, though. Okay.
I wasn't up for
it. He didn't win.
But, yeah, the point remains, it's really hard to win. I don't know. It's hard to overcome those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Now, the Doak Walker Award is another thing.
If you're Emmett, you're going for the Doak, you're going for a first-team All-American and first-team All-Big Ten. It's okay. Heisman's not going to happen, but you can win the Doak.
100%. I mean, those
he's
numbers.
He's fighting one person for the Doak. I mean, probably more than one.
That being?
But it's love.
Yes.
Right now. If they, like
100%.
There was a lot of commentary on Sunday. I listened to a college sport roundup on Sunday morning, and one of the reporters, announcers, whatever you want to call them, pundits, was like, his exact thing was, tell me Jeremiah Love's not the best player in college football. Prove me wrong.
Well, and he's good.
And he's good.
He's good. And really good. He's freaky good.
So I'd imagine that's... But sometimes things get moved around. Sometimes you'll see some guy that wins the Heisman but doesn't win the Doak or something like that. But yeah, he's definitely in the conversation.
So again, to recap what Rule laid out yesterday and what Keith Mann sent out, among other things, Emmett Johnson leads the nation by accounting for 37.1% of his team's total yards. That's a pretty astounding stat. He accounts for 37.1% of his team's total yards. In the Power Four, the next guy is Love, and he's at 29.6%. I didn't know Love would be that high.
I'm shocked because the quarterback play has been very good
for
Notre Dame with Carr.
Yeah. So, but Emmett, the reason I don't like getting too deep into the discussion about awards is that I don't like that he's just having a great year. Just enjoy the year.
And we are enjoying it.
Yeah. Just enjoy the year. Don't worry too much about awards. It would be nice if Nebraska did get a first-team All-American, which they haven't had since 2011.
And the opportunities come up now for him because the two defenses are better. You're playing against Penn State and you're playing against Iowa. They're better defenses now.
You know what? He can make hay against Iowa.
Yeah, and Oregon just rushed for 260 against Iowa. So it's not like, you can't rush against Iowa.
No,
that's not true.
No, it's not true.
That's not true.
They can ramble.
But they are a better defense than, say, a UCLA is. That
100%. Now, how would you compare, and I don't know this, even though I did watch most of Indiana-Penn State. How is Penn State's rushing defense? What would you guess it is statistically? Hazard a guess, and I'll look it up. This is fun.
In the Big Ten, I don't know. It's
rushing defense.
They did not run the ball well against Penn State. Indiana did not because they were, like I said, they were banged up. They have two starters out there and their third team left guard.
Two O-line starters out.
But I believe Indiana has Black. Is that his name? The running back? And he's he's a good player. He's a good player.
Like they're down the line on rushing defense. Hold on.
But they're not stellar.
Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State's not.
You're looking at nationally or Big Ten or what?
I'm looking at rushing defense. Penn State. I went down a bad hole here because I can't find it.
But like you said, Iowa gave up 260 to Oregon. Went in there.
You can run on Iowa's defensive front.
But still, they're more. Like I said, they'll be more formidable. That will make a big difference on how things end
thank
up. But I'm with Steve. Just enjoy the year.
I'm not too wrapped up.
Because here's the big thing: you have no control over it.
They're 83rd. Penn State's 83rd rushing defense.
Wow, that's. That's horrible.
That's surprising for them.
Yeah.
What happened?
83rd.
What happened?
Yeah. That's really bad.
See, Jim Knowles is sitting there going, okay, what's going on down over there?
Yeah.
You know? They weren't 83rd last year.
No, they weren't. Hmm. Huh, that's interesting. Very interesting. But
it is nice to just have the praise for Emmett Johnson. Everybody's talking about him.
But with anyone, I think one of the lowest, I believe maybe – might have been Rodgers at South Carolina, their final record. I believe Flutie, their record was like 8-4. But for the most part now, to have any sort of accolades, you really have to have a great season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big, like Steve pointed out, when you're not in the top 25, even whatever, it's got to be ridiculous.
Yeah, if you ask a common South Carolina fan, who's Emmett Johnson? They've never heard of him.
Right. And the reason that the storyline is so different from the last game is the two receptions. If it was just the rushing yards at 29 carries for 100 and whatever it was, that doesn't stir things
up. Long receiving.
You know, sometimes you're looking for 29 for 240 to raise eyebrows. But the receiving yards is what raised the eyebrows.
100.
The total yardage.
It's a great development. Again, just enjoy it. It's a great development for Nebraska. It's something to follow in these last two games. It's fun.
And he was Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, and that's not happening a lot at Nebraska these days either. So that was good. But yeah, another one more shout out to Keith.
Keith Mann.
For sending out all this stuff. There's all these stats that I would have never known. I'll give you an example. He's the only player in the FBS right now, the only player, which we mentioned earlier, with 1,100 rushing yards and 300 receiving yards. Now, that's just the fifth player in the last 10 seasons in the Big Ten to reach those marks. Mm-hmm. Now, he's done it in 10 games. The other guys are Woody Marks, who's in the NFL.
USC.
USC. Travion Henderson, Ohio State.
Good.
Akram Wadley, who was a hard-nosed runner at Iowa in 2017. I loved Wadley. And then the other one's Barkley, Saquon. You might have heard of him.
may have heard of him.
Solid.
By the way, Barkley is the only player in the Big Ten in the past 10 seasons to record 1,100 rushing yards and 400 receiving yards in the same season. Well, Emmett Johnson's about to ready to do that.
Yeah.
So he would join Saquon Barkley as the only ones to do that. So
very impressive.
Yeah. Keith, good job. And Emmett, more so.
More so.
Nice job, Keith.
If he wins this, imagine that Keith gets carried around the complex. Keith Mann does. I have to somewhat defend myself a little bit on my air on the Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
Well, you have to remember what happened was like that. That's when there was a situation at Wisconsin when the coach decided to leave and go to Oregon State. So I was in a little bit of
that was
Gary Anderson.
Yeah, decided to leave, and I selected not to go. I said I'm not going to do that.
Your headspace is a little different there.
Good idea, by the way.
I decided not to
the way
do
that.
That
worked out.
And so decided not to do that. So it was in disarray. And at that time, Barry took over as the head coach.
You're fine.
So I was like, so probably why I didn't remember that well.
No, it's fine.
I remember the yardage very good.
The stool, we corrected it, and it's fine. Oregon State, Anderson kind of. That didn't work.
It didn't go well.
No, it didn't end well.
But they said there's a lot of things that don't end well.
Right.
Tell you what's interesting, though,
Dom. There's a lot of things that don't end well. That's for sure. My life is definitely true.
I said all the time, you know, some things, it's like, no matter what, I mean, of all the success, that's how weird it is in coaching. The first thing that you're going to say right away, it's like, whatever it is, 10 years from now, and Brian Kelly goes into the College Football Hall of Fame, or whatever it is, 5 years from now. It's going to be all the places of his success. What are you going to remember the most? Got fired at LSU, left Notre Dame, said they couldn't win a national championship there. They had to go to a place with resources, and he gets run out. That's still, even though all the success, that's the stuff.
That sucks.
That's the stuff that happened.
Don't forget that.
All the stuff that happened, I mean, at Penn State and the different success, you know, that James Franklin had. What's the memory?
The firing.
That they lost to Oregon, then they went to UCLA and lost, and they fell apart.
That's it.
And lost to Northwestern.
That's 100% true.
And that's still the first thing that comes up in your mind.
No, you don't even think about the good wins.
No, if there's a scandal with you of any sort, that's what comes up. That's the stuff that happens.
That's human nature, Bill. Unfortunate.
Remember the bad.
Nature.
When we come back,
things end badly.
NFL winners and losers.
A lot in my life.
Next, it really breaks the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.